Now, Gardaí have told Radio Kerry they remain unable to comment on third-party information regarding the Mike Gain investigation. Reports in the Irish Times over the weekend stated that Gardaí investigated the disappearance and murder of Michael Gain have requested the assistance of forensic investigators from the Irish, from the United States. The man with the story is Southern correspondent of the Irish Times, Barry Roach, and he's with me on the line. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Thanks very much for joining me this morning, Barry. I'm not too bad. Can you tell me, these are two investigators that were also involved, I understand, in reviewing historical evidence in the Sophie Toscan de Plantier case in July of this year. Is that right?
Yeah. Just to sort of put it in context, as your listeners may be aware, Sophie Toscan de Plantier, a French film producer, was murdered in West Cork in December 1996. And almost 30 years ago. But that's the subject of a cold case review by the Garda Síríos crime review team. And as part of that, this technology, which has been developed in America, called MVAC, which is a technique that investigators there use to gather minute samples of DNA, the Garda in West Cork requested that they come to Ireland. So they sent up the exhibits in the Sophie Toscan Plantier case to the MVAC people. The CEO of the company is a man called Jared Bradley, but the scientist is a woman called Susanna Ryan. And they sent up a number of items in the Sophie Toscan Plantier case, the rock and the cavity block, which were used to murder Sophie, bludgeon her to death, but also her clothing. They came over in July to do that. The results of that haven't been made available yet or haven't been disclosed yet. If they have found anything on that DNA, if they found any DNA, which would assist them in identifying Sophie's killer. But when they were over, they were here for about a week or so, the last week in July. And my understanding is that the Gardaí and Kerry investigating Mike Gain's murder contacted the Serious Crime Review team involved in the West Cork investigation, and they brought Jared Bradley and Susanna Ryan to the murder scene at Carrig East, where Mike Gain was killed at the end of Gardaí, believe, on the 20th of March, and his body was dismembered. So they conducted some examinations there using the MVAC technology. My understanding is that they found some blood samples there, but that when they were tested using the... But MVAC, I'll just explain the actual technique for your listeners. It's basically... Yeah. It's this system whereby the scientists... it was developed by a man called Jared Bradley's father. He's deceased now, a man called, a scientist called Dr. Bruce Bradley, and was originally developed to detect E. coli in food rapidly after an outbreak of E. coli killed a number of children in the States in the early 90s. But Dr. Bradley, the scientist, died in 2009. His son Jared began exploring other uses for technology and realized it might have an important part to play in criminal investigations. And that view has been endorsed by researchers at Boston University in 2012. They say in the Journal of Forensic Identification, they say the wet vacuum collection technique is a potentially useful tool in forensic casework environments. That indicates this technique may be most valuable for collection of low-level biological evidence. And the system involves a wet vacuum approach where they spray a sterile solution onto a surface and simultaneously vacuum it up, creating a turbulent environment that helps break free the DNA containing cells, which is then suspended in the solution and collected in the vacuum. They don't actually do the testing, they just collect it. So they provide samples then to Forensic Science Ireland in this case and in the Sophie case. And my understanding is that the results came back from Forensic Science Ireland, that the blood samples that they found and collected in the shed at Carrig East turned out to be bovine blood from, they believe, cow's calving. So it wasn't of any assistance to them. But it's the second time, my understanding is, that the Gardaí involved in the Mike Gain investigation have requested the services of foreign police forces, because around the same time, I think maybe slightly earlier in July, a Dutch team of investigators came over, and their technology was drone technology, which they could use to detect where soil had been disturbed. And obviously it's a 1,000-acre hillside farm. Gardaí were looking for perhaps where the killer disposed of the weapons that they believe they used in killing Mike Gain. So that Dutch team spent some days, I think, with their drones operating on the hillside there below the Miles Gap. But again, from my understanding, they didn't detect anything that was of evidential value, as it were, to the Gardaí in that particular aspect of the investigation.
Yeah, and Barry, from that point on, the question, I suppose, does arise, I should say, the Gardaí are on site, they have a car manned at the gate at Carrig East. for months now. How much longer will this investigation go on, or is that an unknowable question?
I think that's an unknowable question. Obviously, the investigation remains ongoing and active, and Gardaí are very tight-lipped about it. To be fair to them, my understanding is that early on in the investigation, one of the unusual lines of approach they took was when searching for Mike Gaines' remains, which tragically turned out to be he'd been dismembered and disposed of in the slurry tank, but they had contacted people in the National Parks and Wildlife Service to try and track movements of birds of prey in case his remains were on the surface somewhere around the farm. And it's 1,000 acres, so it's a big area. So that was one of the lines they pursued, an unusual line. But also they were, I think they used, they were watching movements of foxes by night again in case that might lead them to his remains. It didn't, obviously. But they have been sort of innovative in that regard. They're in a situation now where, the forensic obviously is going to be critical to this, but they have a difficulty in that. In actual fact, I should say as well that it was the exhaustion of all that sort of surface searches back in, I think it was Mike Gaines disappeared, he was reported missing the 21st of March by his wife Janice. Gardaí believe he was killed the day earlier than that, the 20th. But on, I think it was March, April, date in April, they upgraded that to a murder inquiry because they felt that there was no reasonable explanation for him, his disappearance at that stage, having found no trace of him on the surface searches of the hillside farm. And then obviously on, I think it was the 18th of March, or 18th of May rather, that his nephew and agricultural contractor made the grim discovery when they found that they were spreading slurry on the farm and that the machine became clogged because of what turned out to be human remains. And that obviously led Gardaí going back to the slurry tank where, very sadly, they found Mike Gaines' dismembered remains.
Yeah. Okay, Barry, listen, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks for updating us on that. The latest attempts by Gardaí to try and track and trace and find evidence in relation to the investigation into Mike Gaines' disappearance and murder. It's Barry Roach, Southern correspondent of the Irish Times, with us on the line. If you have any views for us on that or other issues, get in touch with us on the programme.